Google embeds ratepayer protections in $15 billion Missouri deal, reshaping how states handle AI infrastructure. And number 10,022, takeaways by Plaquemium AI Hyde, and number 9,650, Google is committing $15 billion to Missouri infrastructure, anchored by a new data center in New Florence with binding agreements for over 1 gigawatt of new generation capacity. Missouri and hashtag X27, S Senate Bill 4, signed by Governor Mike Kyo in April 2025. Mandates separate tariff schedules for customers with annual peak demand above 100 megawatts and bars cost shifting to residential and commercial customers. Google and hashtag X27's capacity commitment framework requires 12 to 17 year minimum service contracts, collateral equal to 2 years of minimum bills, and an 80% minimum monthly demand charge, with Google paying 100% of infrastructure costs directly driven by its operations. Ameren Missouri had already signed energy services agreements for 2.2 gigawatts of new large load capacity as of February 2026, demonstrating rapid adoption of the new tariff model. Google is committing $15 billion to Missouri infrastructure, anchored by a new data center in New Florence that embeds a contractual framework forcing hyperscalers to pay upfront for grid expansion rather than socializing costs across ratepayers. The project, announced May 20, 2026, pairs capital deployment with binding agreements for over 1 gigawatt of new generation capacity and ratepayer protection mechanisms that could become the template for managing AI-driven power demand nationwide. The New Florence facility marks the first major data center deployment under Missouri's Senate Bill 4, signed by Governor Mike Kyo in April 2025, which mandates that utilities create separate tariff schedules for customers with annual peak demand above 100 megawatts and bars cost shifting to residential and commercial customers. Google's capacity commitment framework, formally embedded in Missouri Public Service Commission tariffs as of November 24, 2025, requires 12 to 17-year minimum service contracts, collateral equal to 2 years of minimum bills, and an 80% minimum monthly demand charge. Under the framework, Google pays for 100% of the power it uses and covers infrastructure costs directly driven by its operations, the company stated. Martin J. Lyons Jr., Chairman, President, and Chief Executive Officer of Ameren Corporation, said, "This is the largest economic development project in Ameren Missouri's service territory, and our new large load rate structure is designed to ensure we continue to deliver safe, reliable electric service for all customers at the lowest cost possible, with robust protections and generational benefits for the communities we serve." The announcement signals that hyperscale data center deals are no longer political lightning rods over grid strain but structured infrastructure partnerships with contractual teeth. The capacity commitment framework shifts financial risk from utilities and ratepayers to the load customer, addressing the single largest barrier to permitting multi-gigawatt data center clusters, the fear that ordinary customers will subsidize private sector AI infrastructure. The tariff architecture, why Missouri became the testbed Missouri's regulatory framework for large load customers, represents the most aggressive state-level effort to ring-fence data center costs from residential ratepayers. The November 2025 settlement, signed by Google, Ameren Missouri, Evergy Metro, Evergy Missouri West, the Sierra Club, Renew Missouri, and Missouri Industrial Energy Consumers, created a PSC-approved tariff applying to customers forecasting 75 megawatts or more of monthly peak demand. Senate Bill 4 set a parallel 100 megawatts annual peak demand threshold for mandatory separate tariff schedules. The framework addresses a structural mismatch in utility planning. Traditional cost allocation spreads infrastructure investment across the entire rate base, assuming load growth is diffuse and predictable. Data centers invert that model. They represent concentrated, lumpy demand that can exceed an entire county's existing load and require dedicated substations, transmission upgrades, and baseload generation. If those costs flow into the general rate base and the customer exits or curtails operations, remaining ratepayers absorb stranded assets. Google's capacity commitment framework solves this by calculating financial obligations on the basis of power requested, not power consumed. If actual load falls short of projections, the cost of unused infrastructure remains with the customer through guaranteed minimum payments, security deposits, and transparent fees for capacity reductions or cancellations. The tariff effectively converts the utility-customer relationship from a regulated monopoly service model to a project-financed infrastructure partnership. Ameren disclosed during its first quarter 2026 earnings call on May 6 that it had already signed energy services agreements for 2.2 gigawatts of new large load capacity as of February, out of a total 3.4 gigawatts of construction agreements in Missouri. CEO Martin J. Lyons Jr. indicated Ameren expected to convert a portion of the remaining 1.2 gigawatts to additional binding contracts in the near term. Beyond those, Ameren has several gigawatts in each state, Missouri and Illinois, at the engineering study stage, including expansion conversations with hyperscalers that have already signed agreements. Ameren's base sales growth plan assumes 1.2 gigawatts of new load by 2030. The company has more than 5 gigawatts of new generation resources planned through 2030, including two 800-megawatt simple-cycle natural gas plants, Castle Bluff and Big Hollow, expected to begin serving customers in 2027 and 2028, respectively. Big Hollow is paired with 400 megawatts of co-located battery storage. A 2,100 megawatts combined cycle facility is planned for 2031. Google's new Florence partnership, which includes support for over 500 megawatts of additional capacity through its Ameren agreement, remains unclear whether this figure is part of the 1 gigawatt total generation commitment. The company did not disclose specifics on expected load in megawatts, square footage, project timeline, generation fuel mix, or specific grid infrastructure needs. The procurement playbook, how Google tailors contracts by jurisdiction, the capacity commitment framework is one instrument in a growing procurement toolkit Google has assembled to navigate state-by-state regulatory variance. In Nevada, Google developed the Clean Transition Tariff with NV Energy, approved by the Nevada Public Utilities Commission in May 2025, under which Google funds new renewable generation directly. The Missouri framework differs in that it is fuel agnostic and focuses on cost allocation rather than resource mix. The Missouri model is portable. No state statute prevents replication of the capacity commitment framework elsewhere, and the precedent of PSC approval backed by a multi-stakeholder settlement, including environmental groups and industrial consumers, demonstrates political durability. For private equity and infrastructure funds eyeing data center development, Missouri's tariff structure de-risks the single largest variable in site selection, the probability that political backlash over ratepayer cost shifting will derail permitting or trigger post-hoc renegotiation. Texture, a grid software platform, announced a $12.5 million series around on May 20, 2026, co-led by Vo Low Earth Ventures and Equal Ventures, to provide utilities a single view of every device and data source on their network. The timing is not coincidental. The firm targets operational complexity from data center load, renewables integration, and distributed energy resources, connecting advanced metering infrastructure, supervisory control and data acquisition systems, batteries, electric vehicles, solar, and smart thermostats into a single real-time layer. As grids shift from one-way power flow to bidirectional coordination, software infrastructure becomes as capital-intensive as physical assets. For utilities signing multi-gigawatt ESAs with hyperscalers, real-time visibility into system state is no longer optional. What the deal implies for Ameren's capital cycle: Ameren's disclosed pipeline, 2.2 gigawatts under binding contract and another 1.2 gigawatts in near-term conversion, suggests capital expenditure guidance will climb sharply in the next planning cycle. The company's existing plan calls for more than 5 gigawatts of new generation through 2030, but if several gigawatts in each state at the engineering study stage convert to signed agreements, Ameren could be looking at 8 gigawatts to 10 gigawatts of incremental capacity by the mid-2030s. This is a rate base story. Regulated utilities earn a return on invested capital, so every dollar of grid infrastructure and generation tied to long-term contracts flows into the rate base. Google's capacity commitment framework guarantees revenue recovery, meaning Ameren can finance expansion with minimal merchant risk. For equity investors, this translates to visible earnings growth with regulatory backstop. For debt investors, it de-risks refinancing and lowers cost of capital. The fly in the ointment is execution. Ameren must bring Castle Bluff and Big Hollow online on schedule in 2027 and 2028, respectively, while advancing the 2031 combined cycle project and managing permitting for additional gigawatts tied to hyperscaler agreements. Supply chain constraints, interconnection queue delays, and weather-related construction risk remain. The capacity commitment framework transfers cost recovery risk from Ameren to Google, but it does not eliminate project delivery risk. Cross-border implications: Missouri as the model Missouri's framework will be studied by every state facing hyperscale data center demand. Virginia, the largest data center market in the United States, has historically relied on Dominion Energy's integrated resource planning process to manage load growth, but ratepayer advocacy groups have increasingly challenged cost allocation for large customers. Texas, with its competitive wholesale market, presents a different challenge. No regulated utility tariff exists to embed a capacity commitment framework, so developers must negotiate directly with generators and balance curtailment risk through financial hedging. Missouri's settlement model, with buy-in from environmental groups and industrial consumers, demonstrates that ratepayer protection and data center growth are not zero-sum. The Sierra Club and Renew Missouri signed the November 2025 settlement, signaling that the framework includes sufficient renewable energy integration or emissions constraints to satisfy climate constituencies. Details were not disclosed, but the precedent matters. Hyperscale data center deals are no longer automatically opposed by environmental coalitions if cost allocation and generation mix are structured correctly. The Plaquemines View Google's Missouri play is not a data center deal. It is a contractual innovation that solves the political economy problem stalling hyperscale expansion nationwide. The capacity commitment framework converts data centers from ratepayer liabilities into project-financed infrastructure, removing the single largest barrier to permitting multi-gigawatt loads. For institutional capital, the implications are threefold. First, the tariff structure makes data center development bankable in regulated utility territories. Private equity and infrastructure funds can now underwrite projects in jurisdictions with PSC-approved cost allocation frameworks, without exposure to political risk from ratepayer backlash. Missouri's precedent will be replicated in states facing similar demand, creating a pipeline of investable projects with long-term revenue visibility. Second, Ameren's disclosed pipeline, 3.4 gigawatts of construction agreements with 2.2 gigawatts under binding contract as of February and several additional gigawatts in engineering studies, signals that utility capital cycles are entering a multi-decade expansion phase. Regulated utilities with binding customer agreements and PSC-approved rate recovery mechanisms are the cleanest way to capture grid infrastructure growth. Ameren trades at a forward price-to-earnings ratio below its historical average despite visible earnings growth from hyperscale load. The market has not yet priced the durability of capacity commitment frameworks. Third, the framework creates a template for negotiating with hyperscalers. Google has now deployed variations of the capacity commitment framework in Missouri and the clean transition tariff in Nevada, demonstrating that it will pay up front for grid infrastructure if cost allocation is transparent and regulatory approval is durable. For project developers, the lesson is clear: the path to closing deals with Google, Microsoft, Amazon, and Meta runs through state public utility commissions, not site selection consultants. The bottleneck is regulatory, not technical. The secondary bet is on grid software. Texture's $12.5 million raised to build an operating system for real-time grid coordination speaks to the operational complexity utilities now face. As data center load, renewables, distributed energy resources, and electric vehicles collide, utilities need software infrastructure to avoid curtailment and congestion. For venture and growth equity, grid software is the picks and shovels play on data center expansion. The sector is fragmented, with no dominant platform, and the total addressable market scales with every gigawatt of incremental load. The risk is execution. Ameren must deliver Castle Bluff, Big Hollow, and the 2031 combined cycle project on schedule while managing several additional gigawatts in the pipeline. If construction timelines slip or interconnection queues bottleneck, Google's capacity commitments include transparent fees for cancellations, but project delays still impair returns. The capacity commitment framework transfers cost recovery risk, not project delivery risk. The bottom line: Google's $15 billion Missouri commitment is the first hyperscale data center deal structured to eliminate ratepayer cost shifting, setting the precedent for how AI infrastructure will be financed over the next decade. The capacity commitment framework embedded in PSC-approved tariffs makes data center development bankable in regulated utility territories, removing political risk and creating a pipeline of investable projects with long-term revenue visibility. Ameren's disclosed pipeline, 3.4 gigawatts of construction agreements with several additional gigawatts in engineering studies, signals that utility capital cycles are entering a multi-decade expansion phase driven by AI-driven power demand. For institutional capital, the play is clear: regulated utilities with binding customer agreements and PSC-approved rate recovery mechanisms offer visible earnings growth with regulatory backstop, while grid software platforms like Texture represent the picks and shovels bet on operational complexity. The Missouri model will be replicated in every state facing hyperscale data center demand, and investors who position ahead of tariff approvals will capture the upside as the framework becomes standard. The bottleneck is no longer capital or land availability. It is regulatory architecture, and Missouri just built the blueprint.